Hello, everyone. I hope everyone is doing fine. This is Wisdom the Healer coming to you live and direct. It has been a while. The last episode I have done, I know we had Mr. G, big up to Mr. G, on a podcast. We had all went through this whole quarantine stuff. Everybody done went through so many experiences. We done became a full artist or whatever we came in the social media when it comes to Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. I have went on a worldwide virtual tour on Instagram. If y'all not following me on Instagram, please do Wisdom the Healer 44. That's my Instagram. And during that worldwide tour, the little worldwide virtual tour that I was doing on Instagram, I came across a few interesting people. And of course, you know, when I come back, I always got to come with a shebang because y'all got to make sure that y'all are fine. I do have a special guest for us. And this special guest right here, he is a magician. So in the past 2 years, he has done 2 national tours. He worked with America's Got Talent as a writer and consultant and helped entertain millions of Americans. He dope. And he is currently a performer of choice for the Washington Redskins, the U.S. Army, and even the FBI. How cool is that? Like, come on. He even loves what he do. He loves and he does. He surely shows what he see when he perform. Please, everybody got to give me a clap for Chris Michael.
Yes, thank you. That's whenever I hear my own intro, I'm like, what are they talking about? Yeah, I appreciate that. I like the fact that you have a little worldwide global tour on Instagram. I did the same thing, but I never really thought about it like that. Like, I don't know, I kind of feel like I'm just on there messing around sometimes, but the way you worded it made it sound so powerful. I gotta change the way I talk about it, you know?
Right.
Like, you know, on Instagram, you're like, oh, I did a worldwide tour.
Yes, we did. Like, I swear, I went in there innocently. I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to go on the live and just, you know, spit a couple poems and that's it. And then next thing you know, I'm on a UK live. I'm on a Houston live. Like, I'm like, you know what? I'm on a virtual worldwide tour. This is cool. So.
Yeah, you've been doing it too. I see you popping up on everything. And I want to do a lot once in a while. Man, you always have some different topics. It's never the same thing. Some lives are the same thing. You're always on something new.
Oh, yeah. I always try to, like, stimulate the mind. You know, I always try to stimulate. That's why they call me Wisdom the Healer. So, you know, I got to hit every point of life and energy. Have to. So, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, before we started this, I was like, yeah, you know, I used to write poems when I was in college. I wrote a couple, and, like, I thought it was cool when I wrote some of them. I you said to read one, and I wouldn't do it because I couldn't remember it. I remember one line from it. You want to hear the one line?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
All right, critique it. Tell me that it's not good, because it's probably not good. It was like, I see, the rest of the poems was all this, like, double entendre. It was all about trees and growth. And one of the lines was, when you choose to leave and fall and not get up, that's called autumn. Nature does it for us, but it takes years to grow a forest. And then something like,
nature isn't for us, but it takes years to grow a forest?
When you choose to leave and fall and not get up, that's called autumn. Nature does it for us, but it takes years to grow a forest. Meaning like, a lot of people quit and they leave, they just quit something. They just walk away from it and not realize that, like, That's just a natural order thing. Like, of course you feel like you want to quit. That's how the world works. But if you just stick with it for a few years, you can really grow something that flourishes even more. So.
Amen. And that is so true. You see? And you talking about this might be whack. No. That right there was a metaphor. So that was very powerful, actually. Like, that was really powerful. I like it. And if you do end up writing a new poem, right, I definitely want to hear it.
Yeah,
but tell me this though. You have to tell the audience. You have to let them know where you're from. Like, where are you from?
I'm originally from Long Island, New York, in Mastic. But now, it's Suffolk County. I moved to Virginia when I was 10 years old. But I've been in New York twice a year or so. Not with this quarantine, I haven't been up there. But now I'm in Richmond, Virginia, and that's been my home for a long time.
Okay, how is it out there? Like, as far as the quarantine is concerned.
it's just different. Like I know New York is on super lockdown. Like, you guys had it pretty tough. I think down here, like, the grocery stores are still, like, they're more packed than they ever were, which doesn't make any sense. Like, I guess that's the only place you're allowed to go is the grocery store. So yep. I think literally people are looking for any excuse to be there.
To be outside, so, yep. Yeah. That makes sense.
Other than that, everyone, it's a ghost town. And then you go to the grocery store and you're like, oh, okay, this is a metropolitan. This is a whole city in here.
Oh, wow. I definitely understand how that goes, because that's how it is out here as well. Like, I'm like, quarantine what? I work at a hotel, so I'm like, right. I'm over here thinking like, okay, it was slow for a little while. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, for beginning it was a little slow. I didn't have anything to do. I'm watching Netflix, I'm cleaning desks, I'm okay. Then next thing you know, I'm talking about maybe like 3 to 4 days later, it started getting, the hotel started getting busy. I'm like, come on. And that's what I'm saying. The hotel started getting busy, and then I started seeing people actually really traveling from state to state. Texas, Georgia, Florida. I'm like, what are you doing?
That's not good.
People
are like, somebody offered to fly me to LA. I was like, do you know, like, I could get on a plane. You know where people from other countries go? The airport. So.
Yeah. They don't think. People, it's just, oh my gosh. Listen, all I want to say when it comes, because this topic, is we're not trying to be, you know, funny and laugh, because it is a serious thing. But at the end of the day, you have to be able, you don't, some people don't think about others, you know, and that's really the biggest issue. You know, some people don't think about others, but what we can do is just protect ourselves and rest in peace into everybody who got affected by it, their family member or friends, you know, and they passed away. May they rest in peace. And also all those families that lost their jobs and stuff like that as well. We will come out of this. We all in this together. And this is why the whole Instagram open mic started, because of that.
Right. That's very true. I pretty much lost my job now. Like, I was booked to more shows and more money than I ever was going to in my entire life in March and April, just those 2 months. And, yeah, I mean, I was super excited for it. And it fell apart, you know, like, the second week of March came and everybody was canceling. I was like, all right, we're going to do cancellations just to figure shows. Mm-hmm. And it was little things, you know, it was family gatherings, anniversaries, like every show I was doing was just canceling. So, I mean, I pretty much lost everything I've ever had. Let's shoot through this quarantine. But, I don't know, it's a perspective thing. Like, I know I did it once, but, like, I'm only 22 years old. You know, I built an entire business in 2 short years. Like, I could build it again.
You know? That's it. God bless you. You're 22. I thought you was older than that.
No, you're saying that because I'm losing my hair?
Oh, no. Oh man, you have an old soul, Chris. Wow. God bless you.
God. And then, you know, like, the business kind of started because, like, I mean, I did manage to the hobby my whole life, but when I was in college, it won't take too long to explain this, but I, like, you know, right for college, my parents lost their house, and then, you know, like, I had to go stay with my grandparents for a while they had a new place and all that, and then, like, I got to college, and we didn't really have any money, and I couldn't pay for these student loans, and I was getting really stressed out, and my parents couldn't help me, you know, like, they never told me to go to college or not go to college.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't on them. It's not like my parents, like, were forcing me to go to college, so I had to find a way to pay for it, and I was like, I guess I'm gonna do some card tricks, you know what I mean? I guess I'm gonna do magic and try to make money.
Might as well.
Like, within, like, 3 years, I paid off all of my college.
Wow, amen. Amen.
Yeah, but
lost
it all now, so, you know.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Like, you gonna teach me something that I don't know, because, hey, listen, the only thing that I can really, I am very grateful that I came across you, because, you know, yeah, I understand that you lost everything, and like you just said, you're gonna bring it right back up. And then you got a different audience as well, a virtual audience, and that's even like a plus, because that's something extra that, you know, we would have never thought that we would be on right now.
Well, you know what's really crazy is, like, I was working so much. You know, it's every day I was waking up, doing shows, going to sleep at 2 a.m., waking up at 5 a.m. to drive 6 hours to my next show. You know, I was living the life of, like, not even, like, a rock star life, because I wasn't, like, partying or whatever. I was just constantly doing shows everywhere. I never had time for anybody, you know, like,
Aww. Even
my girlfriend, I never, you know, it's just, it's hard. So, this quarantine was a little bit of a wake-up call, because I went from having no time to having all the time. And I didn't realize, like, do I really want to work as much as I was working before? Like, I'm enjoying the quiet. Like, this feels, even though it's for a horrible reason, like, it feels good to be stuck at home for a little while. So, I'm trying to grow on Instagram until I came across you, because I want to be able to demand a higher fee and have a bigger following, so that there are more people who are willing to support me, so that I don't have to be grinding so hard when things come back. I can have time for myself, and the adjustment can be easier, because when people see that, hey, oh wow, you know, 30,000 people on Instagram, that's my goal, are liking this guy, he's really got something to offer, like, we'll pay whatever his fee is, right? So.
Exactly. And you will get that. You speak it to existence, it definitely will come true. And you getting all that love too. Like, everybody loves you. Like, I need to do a live with you, because I wanted you to come on one of my lives. But I think you was doing that live hopping as I was doing as well when I live hopped. Because you came on my live once and then you hopped out. Because I believe Aubrey the Magician came in. Flo Rico came in. And I think, I'm not sure if Blackwell Magic, he was probably on the comments, but he didn't come in. But I've met him. I've spoke to him. And you guys are awesome. Like,
yeah, shout out to Blackwell Magic. I saw him chill on Instagram. Like, he was just blowing so fast. I never heard of him before. And here's his personal Instagram that everybody knows. I'm like, who is this guy? And he's got this persona when he performs. Like, this big kind of, like, I don't want to say macho, but, like, you would think that he has an ego. I think that you would think he has an ego. But, man, shout out to him, because he is the nicest, most giving, genuine person. He's one of my mentors now. Just such a great, great person. And, man, he's, like, madly in love with his girlfriend, which I really respect. Like, you know, I don't know. He just seems like he's a part of a culture who wouldn't value.
Amen.
I don't know. But man, he's just so, like, such a good person. And man, his magic is insane. So if you guys don't know Blackwell Magic, it's 2 C's, look him up on Instagram and give him a follow, because he's doing something different. He created a category of live performance on Instagram.
Yeah, he definitely did. And you're so right about that. Go ahead and follow him, Blackwell Magic. Cause like you said, he is very, he's very sweet. I have spoke to him. He had met my husband as well on a FaceTime. Cause I'm planning on, I want to have him on my live one day as well, you know, but I want to be able to support all of you guys as well, because all artists are essential. And I'm going to repeat that one more time. All artists are essential, believe it or not. And these things that we do as an artist, we are able to actually take that depression, anxiety and depression out of young people, or even older people that's looking for a getaway out their mind, because they're like, I can't go outside, I can't do this, I can't see this person, what can I do? Oh, Instagram, there's a show right here, a magician, boom, a poet, wow, a rapper, let's put the speakers up. Like, a lot of people is really happy that they discovered all this stuff that we're doing, you know.
Art is essential, because, you know, one of the things that I like to do, like, magic seems to be, like, a less essential art form in a lot of people's eyes. I mean, like, the music is, it touches your soul, you know what I mean? You gotta have some music. Like, I don't even need to explain that one, you know? But with magic, I think part of what I'm doing, and I've been getting a lot of DMs about this, is there are kids who are coming from nothing, very similar to where I came from, like, you know, not really having anything, and they see me doing magic and doing well, and, like, I guess driving a nice car or whatever, and they're like, wow, this guy, like, did all this with magic. And, you know, I'm trying to be open to teach them, because if somebody like me can do it, who's to say that they can't too? So it's essential, because it gives them hope. You know, hope is such a good thing. If you ever see The Hunger Games, that's what Katniss represented. She represented hope.
Yeah.
The whole movie about
that. Yeah, I do. Wow. And that's a blessing. I was going to hop onto that because I wanted to know. I know you have a YouTube channel, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, yo, what's your YouTube channel?
Just look up Chris Michael Magic. Everything is, you can find it if you look up Chris Michael Magic. You'll see everything. I put a lot of effort in my YouTube channel. I don't push it on Instagram because people on Instagram just care about Instagram.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so everybody make sure you check out his YouTube channel as well. So I wanted to get into something that I love to discuss about because getting back to the youth, getting back to the kids, I have hopped on a few of your lives and you have just been like you said, you give them hope. We give them hope. But the way how you interact with these children is a blessing and it's so beautiful. And I just want to know, after this quarantine is like over, I mean, outside is opening up little by little, but after this quarantine is over, are you looking like to be more active with children?
And I think so. I mean, I think I already really was before this. You know, when I was performing, you know, I market myself as a family performer. Like, I do mostly corporate shows, but where I really love to perform is for families where parents and kids attend, because there's something so cool about, I'll break this down in this type of way.
Okay.
So a magician is like, you know, they're an adult, of course, like in most cases, but they're like a super adult. Like, here's this guy on stage that's doing things to my dad's a volunteer, right? And he's or my dad's mind. So if this guy can make my dad think he's cool, he's like a superhero, right? You know what I mean? That's what magicians kind of give off. That's why a lot of kids want to be like magicians, because do things that nobody else can, and it's kind of empowering. So with that said, when there's somebody who their dad looks up to, and they can't usually get the attention from their parents or other adults, but I come and I show up, and they think here's this guy who's larger than life, but I talk with them and I'm genuine. That's like the whole brand is just to like treat everybody like they're my best friend. And then the kids respond to that so heavily, just to be like, oh my gosh, you actually, I try to make sure I listen to everything they say. I nod my head a lot. Like, I try to take every word they're saying like it's scripture, you know, because I want to be able to make them feel like they're really being heard, especially by somebody who they didn't think would ever give them out, you know?
Yep, and that's beautiful. I love that. And I know, I already knew firsthand when you went ahead and recommended me to a young lady that didn't know how to spit her poetry on live Instagram. And I don't know if you follow her, but she actually been so active now. It's not even funny. Like, every live I'm on, she's like, go Wisdom. And I always give her a little shout out because, you know, I always tell, and I'm going to tell every artist, like, you are you. You always going to be you. Your words is you. And that's what makes you unique. And, you know, and that's how I'm able to boost somebody's, how can I say, like, boost their little system up, because, you know, everybody is different. And one thing that a lot of people like to do is compare who they are to somebody else's stuff.
Yeah, that's the same thing, but it was her too. Like, she wanted to show me a poem or whatever. Mm-hmm. She told me that she was a poet, but she was too shy to perform. And I got her to perform for me, and I was like, you know what, hang on. She was so good. I got my housemates, people I live with, and my housemate's girlfriend. We gathered around my phone and listened to her do this poem about the book of, I think it was about the book of John. I was like, yeah, this is powerful, really loosened her up. And not because she didn't deserve it, but because I felt like, man, she just, I want her to feel heard so that she can be inspired to move people, you know? Which it looks like it worked in some way, because, like you said, she's an actor.
Oh, yeah, she's good. Yeah, she's been getting people. I haven't been. I'm going to follow up with her to see as far as if she's been writing more and stuff like that, because I think I'm going to start like a little virtual youth group, because I had started one on Instagram, and it just started. It was just random. It was one of those things that every time I go on an Instagram live, there were people much younger than me that would hop on as well, and we would live hop, so we seeing each other on every live.
Yeah.
You know, so with that being said, it was like, yeah, you know, and shout out to Codename Spades, he's a good poet. With that being said, when me and him, actually he started up the chat and he added me into it, and so when that happened, we have like a group, like we had like five youths in there. And whenever they want to spit their poems, or whenever they want to just recite or just like get an opinion, they go ahead and send it through that DM, you know, and either me or Codename Spades will go ahead and say our opinion on it, or we will FaceTime and then we will have them just recite their poetry for that they could be more confident and build confidence, you know. So I find that really cool because I've been wanting to do that. But sometimes, you know, it's hard and difficult to really do that when you have a family and you got a lot going on. Like, remember what you said, you had so many shows and you had to go here, you had to go there. You barely had time for, you know, stuff. And so it's the same as me as well. So now with this quarantine, I was able to do what I actually wanted to do, and I love being able to be like a counselor or like just help, you know, people that are younger than me or, you know, just need help when it comes to poetry. I'm good with that. It's fine with me, you know. So I'm happy that go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a New Yorker thing. You know, we interrupt each other sometimes. No, I'm sensing some spirituality here. Are you a religious person?
So...
You're a spiritual person.
I'm more of like a spiritual person.
I see. Well, the reason I'm saying is like, one thing I found really moving about this whole quarantine thing and this Instagram thing was, you know, I'm doing my thing on Instagram and I'm finding I'm like, man, what a good platform to like bring people to the thing that gives me hope, which is just like relying on God or whatever. But it was just such a wake up call that, man, I had everything and I lost everything, and it was just to be able to, you know, spread my religion and share what makes me so happy with people. I just wanted to put that out there because I definitely never want to do a podcast or anything without shouting it out, because, you know, I'm like a really strong Christian, so I believe that very heavily. And
amen.
I really think that all my steps I can point to him and say this is why.
Right. And it's so, you know, with me, Chris, I'm so weird when it comes to religion. I do believe in the highest power. That's one thing I do believe in. I do believe in the highest power. I do pray. You know, I do believe that there's a God, you know. And I always say that God is good. I even have a poem that says God is good all the time. And I have so many blessings that happen to me. I'm telling you, I got a story. I experienced at least like 3 miscarriages back to back. I lost jobs back to back, you know. So I never was like, why? I don't ask why, you know. What I do is I have to understand that, like I said, I think of things different. So whatever things that happen to me negative, I have to think of, okay, something is going to happen that's going to be positive, that I won't have any control of, and it's going to make everything that I ever went through nothing. And that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. Because I'm going to tell you, Chris, I just experienced my last miscarriage in December. I made peace with it. I'm okay. So with that being said, I didn't know that I was going to end up... I had a job and I left that job. No, matter of fact, they fired me for discrimination. They discriminated me, fired me, right? And I thought that I needed that job. I thought that job was going to be it for me. But look at this. That job was a traveling company. And look, it was a traveling company. Yeah, I'm not going to say that it was a traveling agency. I'm not going to say the name of it, but it was a traveling agency. And look what happened. They fired me because they didn't like, you see how I wear my headscarf? I don't know if you ever seen my wrap, my turban. They didn't like that. They told me no hats, no scarves. They say no hats, no scarves. This is not a nightgown, a night scarf. It's a turban. And I told them, I was like, can I wear this? One of them said yes to me. But one day they told me, oh, I don't know if HR would accept this. I said, what? You didn't tell me that when I first came here. So they escorted me like I stole something. And when it comes to policies or stuff like that, when it comes to jobs, I don't play when it comes to my jobs. I'm a very hard worker. So for them to do something like that, I wasn't even able to sue them or nothing, because I wasn't there for too long. I was only there for like 3 weeks. You know,
I mean, that's part of being unapologetically you. Like, that's at the end of the day what's going to make you more successful in life, you know? Especially
because
you have to have a brand around themselves,
the
way of a podcast and all this good stuff. So.
Yeah, you know, so that's why I didn't trip, Chris, because like I said, I don't never ask why. Everything happens for a reason. Imagine me being still in that job and all this quarantine happened. There's nothing going on. That job is closed right now. Nobody is traveling.
Right. That's true.
So guess what? I would have been like, wow, I would have been without a job. Now what? I work right now part-time at a hotel. Now that's all year round. It's not going to close because you got people that's still working. You still have people that they still need rooms. That's still a necessity.
Yeah.
You know, and look how, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm going to bring God into it. Look what he did. He took that, that had to happen. It was written. That had to happen. That never happened to me before. So it had to happen. One way out of another, right?
That's very true. Good way to look at it, for sure.
You know, and that's exactly how I looked at it. And that's how I made peace with it. And that's how I move on with a lot of things. And that's why I hold my name, you know, Wisdom the Healer. You know? Because I practice what I preach.
100%. I can tell that you did too. That's not going to be so well too. You know, I just like genuine people. I also like authenticity. And I think authenticity is at the end of the day what sells right now. Not that that's why I'm authentic. I'm just saying that's why I think it's my time, because people crave authenticity. There's so much content out there. There's so much,
mm-hmm.
you know, things that are set up and pre-planned and
yep.
That's where I'm like conspired, that it's like, and we just want to see the real stuff. And so, you know, I like just putting out there what's on my heart and being real with people and giving them the respect and not being fake. And one thing I think I'm just worried about right now is making sure I'm spending my time wisely, because I don't know if I'm... You know, we talk about all this Instagram stuff. I love it, and I think it's awesome. Man, I've gained 10,000 followers in 1 week. Like, oh my gosh, that's impossible. Like, I can't believe it.
Right.
But also, should I be focusing instead on booking virtual shows or finding another alternate stream of income? Like, I'm trying to take the risk now, because I know that if I gain the following, I've always had a smart business mind. If I gain the following, there's certainly a way to monetize it, right? You know, there's what do my fans want to see? What type of product would they be interested in? Can I get a sponsorship with them? You know, people want to support you. Like, I get asked all the time in my DMs, do you have any merch? And it's like, I'm grateful they're asking that because it's making me think maybe I should have some. One thing I had to learn a long time ago was I used to never want to sell my own t-shirts or my own magic kits. I have my magic kit I'm looking at it right now, but because I felt dirty trying to sell it to people who support me. I'm like, why am I going to try to make money off of them? But what I realized is people who don't have the ability to book you, don't have the ability to do magic, or just people who want to support you.
Yeah.
They're not going to be biased, but they want to do that because they want to do it better. They want to feel like they've done something that a lot of people still think that you're responding to them or giving attention to them when they're thanking for you. So they can do something for you. If there's still them in a way, it's very similar to booking that show, except for them, it's like, man, I did something good for the person I'm supporting. They think they're a part of the movement, which they are. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of ways that I could end up moving Instagram to make me some money, but I don't know, because right now I'm just putting everything else on hold to do this, and I'm just trying to wonder if it's going to be worth it at the end, you know?
Okay, do you have that's a good way to think in it, actually. And I believe, to be honest with you, there are a few people that is starting to do that. I wonder if Facebook, are you on Facebook?
Of course, yeah.
So how about, like, because I know that it's people that have, like, the Facebook business page or Facebook Live, or maybe you can do something or have a donation too for that you can be able to. Oh, hold on, because my mind is, like, thinking crazy. You know New Yorkers think, like, quick. All right, so let's say you have, you start a donation or something like that, right, for you to come on at a certain day, at a certain time, in a certain length of time.
Right.
You can do that. Like, people do that.
Yeah,
people already know who you are. People already know what you can do. People already know you're amazing. People already know that you are family oriented and you are great at what you do, and you are a teacher as well. So with that being said, let's say you quiet for a little while, they're going to miss you. So you're going to go ahead and put a date or something, and let's see how that goes. Just play around with it.
Yeah, I think one thing I'm really focusing on now is I don't want to ask too early, meaning, like, I want to give before I ask. So I want people to feel like I provided so much value, inspiration, entertainment for them that they want to support me. Like, I feel like it's for me right now, it's a little early to ask. I want to build a fan base that thinks, and this is the case, so they know that I'm just there to entertain them and to brighten their day. So I think I need to give a little bit more value first. I got to put in the time and, like, I need to grind for them without making anybody else good for a while. Mm-hmm. So that at the end of the day, like, they know that I was there for them and I just talked to them.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, of course I know what you mean. Like, hey, I'm not telling you to do it right now. But you get the point as far as, like, how people will appreciate. They already appreciate you. They're already trying to give out their hand for you. So, of course, whenever you have that, whenever you feel like it's that time, then I'm just saying you can think about that idea or incorporate that idea when you do decide that.
It's called jab, 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 hook. It's three pieces of value for every ask. So it's like, just take a look at that business. You know, help people more than they need to help you. Like, do so much for somebody that when it comes time for you to ask them for something, they can help to give it to you because you've done so much for them. So jab, 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 hook. Three asks or three pieces of value for every ask. There'd be three things for people before you come out and say, hey, I need you to do that.
Jab, 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 hook. That's what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. That's a good way to think of that too. And a lot of things, and it's so funny just to think about it, because not intentionally thinking about it, people do that without really thinking about it. So that's good.
Yeah, 100%. It's a good way to network and make connections, you know?
Yep. I definitely agree with you. Oh man, Chris, I know that we can stay all day to have a conversation. But I just want to tell the audience and everybody, I really do appreciate you for being on my platform. You have a beautiful spirit. I definitely want us to stay connected. And I appreciate what you do to the youth. You know, how you teach them on Instagram. Make sure y'all follow him on Instagram. What's your Instagram name, Chris?
Chris Mike, like the name, M-I-K-E, Magic. Chris Mike Magic.
Chris Mike Magic. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Instagram. He is amazing, an amazing soul. God bless you, Chris. I'll tell you that right now. You are amazing. Continue doing what you're doing. Do you have a Snapchat as well or no?
I do. I don't really use it, though. Instagram's probably the best. And then my Instagram will push you to my other platforms. You know, I've got a podcast of my own. It's mostly for entertainers. We teach them to run a business and make money. How to perform better. So definitely check it out. But just honestly, follow my Instagram and scroll through. All my content goes on there. It's kind of the platform that pushes everything else.
Okay. And there as well, the link for your podcast is there as well?
Yeah. If you go into, I actually started uploading the full podcast episodes onto my Instagram on IGTV. So just click on there and you'll start to see them.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, I can't wait. See, I'm going to have more TV because I don't really watch TV like that. See, the news is too heartbroken. I can't watch the TV like that. So social media, Instagram, really just be my TV. I'm aware. I know some people probably like, whoa, she don't watch the news. Hold on. So I get notifications so I know what's going on.
Headlines.
Right?
The other day it said, and this was, I thought this was a joke, it was for real, it said, murder bees come to America, something, and it had the coronavirus allergies, and now we got murder bees.
It is so funny, my husband was talking about that the other day. It was coming, the bees that come from Japan.
Oh my gosh, I know, what the heck. We got this, it's flesh eating. They eat flesh.
Yes. Wow. Oh my god.
Like, you think bees, like, with stingers were bad enough, now they got teeth. Like, hold up.
Right?
Exactly.
Oh my goodness, this is crazy. I don't even know what's gonna come on next. That's what I'm saying. I read the headlines, but you're not about to see me sitting in the TV watching the news all day. We not doing that.
I'll just explain things real quick. Really, mostly, guys, don't even pay attention to this. Just go follow my Instagram. Like, that's where my effort is right now. I just recently, during this quarantine, because I can't sit still, I wrote two books. Both are for performers, teaching them how to survive and virtual age. So, like, just if you're a performer, DM me and I'll tell you where you can get the book. I don't really want to push it to everybody because it's not for everybody. But otherwise, my YouTube channel is the next place you should look. That has all the podcast episodes, all my other videos, business tips and event planning tips. Awesome. I do so much to educate people on my YouTube. So if you're not looking to be entertained but be educated, YouTube's probably the better spot.
Awesome. And also, is your podcast a video podcast or audio podcast?
It is a video podcast, but we also put it out on Spotify, Apple Music, all that good stuff.
Okay, awesome. So you hear him, Chris Mike Magic. Make sure you follow him on Instagram for that. You can go ahead and see all his other platforms that he got and all these amazing tricks that he got going on. I do appreciate you, Chris, for coming to the platform. I'm grateful for meeting you, and definitely I cannot wait to meet you in person and possibly have you for my daughter's birthday one day. Who knows?
Okay.
Yes, it would be so awesome. So y'all already know who this is. It's Wisdom the Healer coming to you live and direct. Follow me on Instagram, Wisdom the Healer with a Z, because I gotta be different. 44. And also my Snapchat, Wisdom with a Z, 828. Also my Twitter, I got Wisdom the Healer. So y'all already know how y'all can find me. So you can even Google me. Like, you could Google Chris Mike Magic. So, Wisdom the Healer. And you know what I always tell y'all? One smile spreads everywhere.